G'day, this is Big Brody Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Dean Brady of the Millennials.
This is the Jurassic Punk Sid Parker.
And the Psycho Cowboy Benny Factor.
Don't worry, just panic.
Hello, doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Matt Grim Basso.
This is the loosest in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome to WRA. Josh Armour here. Of course, the show is brought to you by Wrestle Merch Printing and our great partners over there at fnx.network. And it's much easier to find your favourite FNX shows now over at the site. There's a podcast drop menu right there at the top of the page. So just click there, find the category, which is sports for wrestling, for Wrestle Radio Australia, and you'll find WRA, Healing Out, and Axe Cast right there. Or you can just go to iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, those places. But we prefer you to give our good buddies over at FNX the hits and, support the network and all the great stuff that all the shows are doing. Want to give a shout out to the D&T podcast, Jesse and Gav, who been putting out some great shows lately. They're new, starting out with their podcast, but they had our very own Axecast host Josh Shooter on there a couple of weeks back. That was a really cool listen. And also the Outback Silverback, Mark Silver, with I believe his first podcast interview on the D&T podcast. So easiest way to find them, just go to Facebook. The D&T podcast is the page that you want to hit up. Give them a like, and you'll find links to all their shows so far over there. Quick shout out to all the Riot City Wrestling fans. If you want to check out Rites of Passage 2016, you can grab that on VOD from riotcitywrestling.com and then just click on the Vimeo page. Boom, there it is. And you can hear the commentary from myself, Sean Fuster, and Mr. Tyler Daniels, who had a win just a few days ago at AWA, Australian Wrestling All-Stars, versus Link Barnett. So, Mr. Daniels, he's back in action. Just $6 for the Riot City Vimeo releases, and Rites of Passage was a crazy show with a hell of an ending. So go over and check that out from Riot City Wrestling. Today's main segment is with Jessica Troy and the Green Dragon, Mick Moretti, of course, from the Four Nations. They were down here in Riot City a couple of weeks back, and we got to catch up backstage. Satacone was meant to join us, but was preparing for his match, just didn't have time to catch up with us, so we'll get him on soon. He's a faithful listener of WRA, so Sad, you're not getting out so easily, buddy. We're going to get you back, and we'll do that show for sure. Before we get into the interview segment, I mean, how good is it to see not only TM61 tearing it up on NXT, but also we've got Damian Slater in the Cruiserweight Classic. TM61, by the way, the logo that you see on NXT, that is courtesy of our great sponsors, Wrestle Merch Printing. Now, Wrestle Merch tees and hoodies are screen printed one by one using eco-friendly inks to ensure precision and quality every time. Folks like Cruiserweight Classic contender Damian Slater, of course TM61, TMDK, Mr. Juicy, Cousin Ali, many others as well, trust Wrestle Merch Printing to get great quality merchandise to their fans. Although based in Adelaide, South Australia, they will ship nationwide. And the special deal we have here for you, exclusively for you, the Wrestle Radio Australia listener, 30 AS colour premium tees, one colour print for $400. Pick up from Adelaide, or, as I said, they will post interstate. Just depends on where you are as to how much the postage will indeed cost. So be sure to hit up Wrestle Merch Printing on their Facebook page. Just search Wrestle Merch Printing, give them a like, send them a private message. You'll get friendly, collaborative, prompt service. and be sure to mention WRA to get that great deal. 30 AS colour premium tees, one colour print, $400. That's WrestleMerch printing. Give them a like and check them out on Facebook. Alright, time for the one that we're all here for, the main segment. Jessica Troy of the Floozies / Blue Nation and Mick Moretti, the Green Dragon from the Green Nation, the Four Nations represented here. I'll be back at the end to wrap it up. So, we are backstage at Riot City Wrestling getting ready for Ultimatum. Jessica Troy from the Floozies from the Blue Nation is here.
Hi, everyone.
First podcast.
Yes, it's my very first podcast. This is pretty exciting.
So for that, that's the disclaimer right up front, basically, is that, look, it's give me a go and we'll be right. But no, flew over from New South Wales today or last night?
Today. We woke up around 7 and flew over.
So mainly you wrestle a lot in Newcastle Pro Wrestling. You hear a lot about how the crowds are nuts and turning people away, and there's a real great vibe there. The talent as well.
Yeah.
Like, the wrestlers are amazing. When did you start there? We've had Charlie Evans. I nearly said a shoot name there. We've had Charlie on the show. But what's your story starting out in wrestling?
I started training around 2 years ago at the House of Free Fighting, which is Newcastle Pro Wrestling School up in Newcastle, with Adam Hoffman and Jack Bonzer. Started training up there, and then they put me on shows a year in the training. So that was pretty exciting. Got to wrestle my first match in the Rumble. I was the last entry, so that was pretty cool.
Were there other females in the Rumble, or was that kind of like the big surprise that you come out at the end and, oh, look out, fellas, like...
Yeah, no, I was the big surprise at the end. There was no other girls there. I got to eliminate someone, then I just kind of left. That was it.
So with the House of Free Fighting, there's... I do a bit of admin on the Australian Indie Wrestling page, and there's folks that occasionally hit us up from New South Wales going, where can I learn to wrestle? And that's the first place that I kind of point them to, purely for the fact of, you know, there's yourself, there's Charlie, there's the folks that are coming out of there now and drawing the crowd. So it's proof that what they're teaching you is right, and it's paying off. Like,
their teaching is great up there. They're so great. You get the different styles with Hoffman and Bonzer. You know, Bonzer's a great technical wrestler, and Hoffman being a great high flyer and stuff. So, yeah, you get, like, all perspectives of wrestling up there. It's wonderful.
Were you always a fan before you got into it?
Yes, always. I started watching wrestling around 2006, but I didn't actually find out about any Australian indie wrestling until I started training, really.
Right.
That's when I found out about it all.
So how did you find out about the House of Free Fighting, like, and then go, jeez, I can do it now?
Well, I first Googled Australian Pro Wrestling, and nothing really came up that much in Google. But then one day, like, Newcastle Pro Wrestling just popped up on my Facebook, and I'm like, I didn't even know that existed. This is great. Yeah.
Were there particular people that you watched getting into wrestling and you were like, that's why I love it sort of thing? Or is it just the whole package thing?
It's the whole package, I guess. But when I first started watching, my favourite was Shawn Michaels. Oh. He was so great. I loved him. He was a big inspiration, definitely.
See, I grew up as a fan when he'd just become the Heartbreak Kid, you know what I mean? Like, way back, and it was kind of that thing of him and Brett throughout the 90s were just the, for me, they were like the it thing.
Yeah.
But then those matches that he had around that 2006, like, this is like 10 years later, with Kurt Angle and with even the one with Hogan, there's funny moments in there, but it's so friggin' entertaining. You can't not watch it.
He's great. No, he's definitely one of the big reasons I started wrestling. He always did like the nip-ups in the middle of his matches, so I was practicing doing that on my trampoline outside. That's all I wanted to be able to do, really.
So on the trampoline, you're trying to nip up, and on the trampoline, I'm sure on the tramp, it's a lot easier than it is in real life.
I could never do it on the trampoline, and now I can do it in the ring. So I don't know how that works, but yeah.
Will we see a nip up busted out tonight?
Maybe. I've only done one on the show, and it was probably my worst nip up ever. So maybe not.
I think where you just managed to get up, going, oh yes, core strength, all right.
Like, yeah, definitely. That was so disappointed. My worst nip-up ever on the show.
I remember my days when my ill-fated wrestling in-ring training and trying to do the nip up, and I was just like a fish out of water, just flopping around like it was yeah. So embarrassing.
It was so hard at first. I finally got there. I was so happy.
Yep. So the Blue Nation, that's the Four Nations. That's a big sort of a big thing over there in New South Wales. You've got the Red Nation, you've got the Blue Nation, Green Nation, and the Pink Nation. And we've had, we've had Mick Moretti here before. He's here tonight. You got yourself representing the Blue Nation. We have had, Jack Bonzer from the Red Nation down here in RCW, but we haven't had anybody representing the Pink Nation. So Sean Custom, get your ass down to Riot City.
What are you doing, Sean? Come over. It's great over here.
Who's the other member of the Pink Nation?
It was Shazza McKenzie, but they kicked her out. Yeah, she's not in it anymore.
How rude.
I know, right? Nah, it's okay. She's kind of lame anyway.
Oh, burn there. Well, we've had, at a matter of days, we've had JXT tell his tassels story about Shazza on WRA, where Shazza apparently wasn't a fan of very young JXT's tassel game, yeah. And
I've heard that story before as well, I'm pretty sure. I think I've heard of this, yeah.
It's one of those, it sounds like it's become a notorious kind of tale, so. But yeah, now we're going to have to get another Pink Nation. Who can we see joining Sean? If you were in charge there, who would you cherry pick for Sean?
If I was in charge, I don't know. So many great wrestlers over there. Sean, who should be on your team? No, I think he works well by himself. Yep. He's pretty great anyway, so he doesn't need anyone else on his team.
The flamboyance definitely covers just a little bit of the feminine side, maybe. Yeah.
With the pink, wearing a lot of pink all the time, so.
It's a good look. I reckon we're going to have to drag Satakone in here. I reckon he's gotten cold feet, or he's talking to his tag team partner, because they got a bloody big gauntlet match tonight, the fellas, so that's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know how I'm going to keep up with that, calling that, but. Luckily, it's not a tornado, because otherwise, if it was a tornado tag, I'd be lost. I'd have to be just calling in one of those AAA announcers, you know.
Just keep saying random words. Yeah. It'll be great.
That's it. We'll bust out the Jericho list of holds and, yeah, sort of go there. So I'm going to check the social medias in just a moment, because I put the call out for some questions, and I'm not sure if we've got any, because it was at late notice. So let's see here if we have anything. If not, I'm going to look really silly and probably edit this part of the show out. Okay, we do have a question here from Jeff Bell. G'day, Jeff. Who has been your toughest opponent? And I'm going to throw a dovetail in there. Sorry, Jeff, but who's somebody in Australian wrestling that you really want to have a match with, or think they could teach you a lot, sort of thing, being young in your career?
My toughest opponent. One time Charlie and I were in a tag match against Shazza McKenzie and Madison Eagles. That was great. It was such a great experience, but definitely two of my toughest opponents right there. And people who I'd like to wrestle. I had a tag match with Kellyanne once, but I'd love to have a singles with her eventually, as well as Kelly Skater. I love her style of wrestling. It's great. I'd love to have a singles match with her sometime soon, hopefully.
I've seen a lot of Kelly Skater matches in this. There's such a variation in what she can do out there, as far as she can do the brawling thing, she can do the tech thing, she can, you know, play to the crowd. Like, she's really got all bases sort of covered and can do what needs to be done, you know, what the match calls.
Experience as well. She's been to like Japan and the States and all that. Definitely big goals there for me as well.
Other promotions around Australia you want to sort of get to?
I've been to MCW once. I'd love to go back there. That was great. And EPW in Perth. Yep. And I'd love to come back here to RCW. This is my first time in Adelaide, so love to come back here as well.
The fact that you've got the production and the vibe backstage, and everybody's here to just make a real good show of it, you know, for everybody. What has sort of been some of the feedback, totally being selfish here, what is some of the feedback that you've actually gotten from the people that have wrestled over here and then gone back to Newcastle and been like, hey, this is what they're doing down there? Like,
I've heard so many great things about RCW. I've heard the production value is amazing, and coming here and seeing it for myself, it's definitely true. They have so many lights and just, it's so fancy. I love it.
Well, that's a big shout out to Braden, who's no longer with us, and he was the one that, you know, like, okay, we've got all these great lights and we've got the production and the sound and rah rah, but what if we can have customized entrances and lighting for each wrestler, each character? And then it became a thing of, all right, well, I can really see this working for this person, so I need to get more lights. And it was just that thing of like a constant every few months, like, yeah, like not settling for what we've got. We can make this better. And so that's what all of Australian wrestling, I think, has strived for over the past few years, and it's gotten there. Like,
yeah, like Newcastle Pro Wrestling has been improving over the months as well. That's why we've been getting so many fans through the door. I think we just started using the projection screen as well, using individual entrance videos and stuff like that, so that's great. And we're looking to get some fancy lights as well, so that should be wonderful.
Yes, we'll get custom lights for the nations, you know, and all that sort of thing.
Everyone gets blue lights. Blue is the best colour.
Except for Concrete Davidson. I'm sure he's going to go for some sort of gold motif there.
Nah, blue for everyone.
Blue for... Royal blue for...
I love it, definitely.
Very royal blue there for Concrete Davidson. Feats of strength. Actual feet on the shirt. Never mind, old school gag. So I'm going to throw some quick... It's all been pretty much quick fires, but actually, no, I want to hear... The funniest sort of fan interaction that you've had during a show, and then perhaps if you want to call out any sleazoids online, feel free to go for it. But yeah, I want to hear some embarrassing or funny stories.
I've blocked a few people from my Facebook page from the inappropriate messages and pictures they are sending me. So if they're listening, please stop. Just stop.
You are sad. Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah.
Pretty much. I don't really have many funny experiences with fans, I don't think. One of the fans that go to the Newcastle shows turns out to be a personal trainer at the gym I go to. He kind of stopped me when I walked into the door. I'm like, I need to speak to you for a second. Are you involved in wrestling? I'm like, yes. So that was pretty fun.
It's good when you get recognised, but then it's that sort of thing of like, oh, I hope, like, you know, they don't sort of follow me everywhere I go, you know what I mean? Or come. I love the fact that there's people that appreciate what you do and love what you do and want to say hi to you. But
I love the fans.
But there's a line.
There is definitely a line. The inappropriate messages and pictures is over the line, I think. But no, Mick and I were at the airport this morning and we got recognised there, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, what happened there? Like,
we're just eating our Maccas, as wrestlers do, right, in the morning. Yeah. And then this girl comes up behind us and she's like, oh, I know you too, you're from the wrestling. You're like from PWA and stuff. And we're like, oh yeah, it's so cool that you know where we're from. And she's like, oh, I watch the vlogs all the time, like Unsocial Jordan and his vlogs. So that's sick that all the promotion they've been doing is actually getting out there and all the fans are recognising the wrestlers out in public. That's great.
Is that somebody from New South Wales that was, or were they like sort of here and they'd found out about you guys?
Oh no, I'm pretty sure she was from New South Wales and she was going to Melbourne for some reason. I'm not quite sure why.
That's pretty sort of cool.
Yeah,
like,
really,
you don't
random, just at the airport getting recognised. I've never really been recognised before, so
get used to it now. Look out.
Yeah, it was great.
When you're only a year in and you get recognised for what you've done at wrestling, that's pretty sort of cool.
Yeah,
like,
it is really cool. I love the fans. They're so great. Like, without the fans, we wouldn't be putting on shows. So,
has there been talk of with the sellouts and whatnot actually moving to a different venue, or do you think that perhaps it's the convenience of where it is and the location is why people keep coming back, because they love that venue and where it is?
I think it's the whole package, like the product, the wrestling is great. That's why they keep coming back. Definitely.
So Charlestown Bowling Club, that's
where we run the Newcastle Pro shows. Yep.
And when is the next event that you've got coming up?
Oh god, actually the next event is the Central Coast for Newcastle Pro, which is on the 2nd of July, my dad's birthday. That's how I remember.
Yeah, I remembered this show by it's my wife's birthday. So it's like, do the show, get the hell out of here. You know what I mean? So yeah.
Hopefully you bought us something pretty good.
Yeah, I'm I need to make up for that, basically. Yeah, pretty much. So yep. With PWA as well and Newcastle and even getting out to MC Dub and other promotions, Charlie Evans has been your, you know, sort of your main compadre. You guys are like all over social media. That's one thing that very much in common with JXT, who was in our last ep, is that it's just, it's all about getting yourselves out there and getting recognised. And, you know, unfortunately you do get the losers sending the dick pics, but at the same time you are reaching people, and especially at the moment young women who really a lot of young girls are starting to get into wrestling as much as young guys, I've noticed these days. And it's so cool that they've got those local figureheads, people that they can, I guess, look up to and go like, wow, you know, she's as good as, you know, anybody I'm seeing on TV. I can wrestle one day because I can see Jessica Troy and Charlie doing it. So like, is that sort of, have you noticed an influx of female fans coming to the Newcastle shows? Has it sort of trickled down from the Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose fans and that? Like,
yeah, I definitely think so. Yeah, I strive to be in influence for people like that. It's great. Like, even at the tryouts for House of Free Fighting and PWA, you see girls coming in and getting through. Like, we have a great bunch of girls down there training, and you'll see them on shows one day pretty soon, I'm guessing.
Charlie's like really sort of it's something when you watch, I was watching her, and I think I mentioned it to her when we were chatting a while back, that there was a match of hers, I forget who she was actually wrestling, but it was one of those matches where, like, you know, it was that sort of Kellyanne thing where you go like, wow, she could take the blokes, you know what I mean? She had that vibe about her.
Yeah, Charlie seems tough. She's great. She's the toughest chick I know. One of them anyway.
And the loony side of her character is yeah, pretty cool as well.
Like, yeah, she gets kind of crazy and it's fun to watch. I'm just like, yay, go Charlie.
Donuts. Oh, yes. Donut aficionado, as Charlie is?
I do love the occasional donut, of course. Oh, hello.
Well, we're missing Sadacone at the moment, but somebody else has joined us from the Green Nation, the Green Dragon, Mick Moretti.
Too much green. So much green.
There's a bit of a clash tonight with the green and the blue.
No, man. No.
They have green and blue lights, so we're all good. Yeah. We just share the lights.
That's all right, then. see the Right City production crew taking care of you. Yeah. You're sorted. How's things been, Mick?
Oh, beautiful. Just beautiful. That's normal.
Beautiful. Beautiful. How's your mate, Rafael Sanchez, who will be in Adelaide next Saturday night for Australian Wrestling All-Stars, taking on Demi Bennett? Like, yeah. Wow.
Out of control. He's a bit too excited about this one, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. He's been greasing himself up for the last 3 days without stopping. So
it's going to be pretty greasy then, considering it's next weekend.
So greasy.
I'm going to feel the grease just... I'm going to feel it from the commentary desk, which I hear may actually be right at ringside, so I'm going to be dripping. I'm going to be dripping in grease.
You'll be loving it.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm just stating it as a matter of fact. I didn't necessarily say it was a good thing.
How you been, buddy?
Good, mate. Just churning out podcasts and doing my thing and having a chat with Jessica here.
Very good.
Yep, it's her first podcast.
Very exciting.
And it'll be a lot. I'm joking. That was such a rib. I apologise. Tonight, you guys have got a matchup. How are you looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah. Should be good.
Yeah, should be great.
We got this covered. We know how to work as a team.
Four nations.
Don't think they do. Four, yeah, two of the four. Half nations. Yeah, I'm keen as, man. I'm going to punch Demi right in the face.
Same. That'd be right.
Yeah.
And then see, you're going to commit violence on Demi, and then next week, Raphael, what is with you guys?
It's a family affair, mate.
So you are actually related?
Some distant cousin somewhere on our father's, mother's side. I don't even know who's... We just got told we were related, so...
Went with it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, just believe the gospel.
Who needs paperwork? Births, deaths and marriages, they don't need to know about this.
Nah, it's not important. No. What's important is we're awesome. That's all.
I wish I had a shot there of the face that you just. That'd be the cover photo of this podcast. Very visual gag here on WRA.
Yeah, but doesn't really work for radio or podcast when you pull faces.
That's, it makes us laugh. So.
Yeah, that's all I got. All I got is faces, man.
That's it. That's a face, a bit of a heel work as well, but you know.
Yeah. Ah, I see what you did there.
Hey,
what's a heel? It's the back of my foot.
This is a heel. Stardust gag there from a Sam Roberts podcast a while back. Seriously, go check out Stardust Sam Roberts podcast. I think it was the one from last year. So funny. Like, seriously, he was like, all right, you want me to be Stardust? I'll be Stardust. And he was just like, throughout this whole interview, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. At that point, I was like, there should be more Stardust out there. And then you find out that Cody actually friggin' hated Stardust. I'm like, he hated it. He was so into it. Yeah. So, oh, that was funny. But
yeah, he's committed to everything that he did, really. Oh, yeah. Any gimmick.
How's things been for you, Mick? And any matches lately that are of note that we can sort of talk about?
Had a cage match not long ago. That's right. With Jack Bonzo. That was my first cage match. And that was a buttload of fun and pain. it was really good, man. I loved it. It's sort of one of those matches where you grow up as a fan thinking, oh, I'd love to be in a cage match. Yeah. And then you get to do it. It was awesome. So that was pretty cool. Managed to retain my strap against the big bad Red Bonzo. Good.
Did anybody come off the cage Jimmy Snooker style? Or?
Yeah, he fucking did.
Oh, right.
And he's humongous.
Superfly splash style?
Crossbody.
Okay.
So it was actually, yeah, it was really good. Bonzo flies. Everything went really well.
There was the ladder match that you were in here down here in RCW a while back. There was also the cage match.
Yeah.
What's your favourite kind of like gimmick, you know, sort of match or where you can take advantage of the smoke screens and do some cool stuff?
Man, like, I don't know. It's hard to pick a favourite per se because every match kind of has its perks. I do enjoy a ladder match because you can. The ladder is such a unique weapon to use, and you can try and think of different things to do with it that are just
sounds painful.
Haven't been seen. Yeah, it doesn't tickle. but then you've got things like cage matches where they're so much rarer, yeah. And like
especially down here.
Yeah, like this much more of a spectacle kind of thing. I do very much like a ladder match, so I guess I'd lean towards that. But I like having when it's in the right place any kind of gimmick match where you can really work to the gimmick that you're using and get a good match out of it without abusing the gimmick, if that makes sense.
Now, I've had people ask me or approach me and say, hey, I'd love to see like a War Games match in RCW, and I'm like, have we ever run a venue that's big enough to actually hold two rings and a cage? Yeah. I don't know, but that would be so cool to be able to do something like that, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. It'd be chaos. I don't know. Is it too much?
No, nothing's too much.
too many gimmicks flying around. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Get back to some Greco-Roman.
Yeah, man.
Just straight.
Grapple.
Get back to some wrestling.
Take a chin hold.
That's it.
Chin hold, grab a headlock and,
work the lock, 15 minutes straight.
Okay.
That's right, Chris Hero style. 15 minutes around a headlock and it's beautiful.
That's it, man. Mate, if you can do it. Did I miss anything interesting before?
Not really.
No, I didn't think so. No. Stress is pretty boring.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh. I kid.
No. You said it now, it's too late.
It's too late. It's out there now. Everyone's
don't think
it.
We can tag together tonight.
Oh, no. Now what are we
going bummer.
To do? I've been dumped. Need a new
maybe
tag
you
button.
Can fill in.
I don't know, thank you. No, thank you. I mean, Jet, yeah, maybe. But Demi, no way I could take her.
I've heard you want to take a chop from Demi.
Oh.
Pretty sure that's probably happened before. Oh, yeah,
I've
yeah.
I've heard they're pretty fierce.
Oh, yeah, I've done that before. Oh. I've taken that before. It was fun.
It was fun.
Such a fun time. I would recommend it to anyone.
It's dripping in sarcasm.
Five-star fan. Fine family fun. Yeah, exactly. That's right. Tell your auntie.
Bring your auntie along.
Bring her
a chop from Demi Bennett.
Chop from Demi.
That chop from Grimm. That's brutal.
Oh, that sounds painful as well.
Oh. Yeah, there was a little bit of blood, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
That's great.
Yeah,
Well, I had it coming. I bloody terrorized him in the promotion for about a year. So it was about, I had it coming, you know what I mean? It was like, oh yeah.
And you'll admit that now.
The fans loved it. They loved seeing me get the absolute shit chopped out of me. So as long as they enjoyed it, that's all that matters.
That's it.
That is all that bloody matters. So, and Green Nation, Blue Nation, I was talking to Jess earlier about who is Sean going to get in to replace, you know, Shazza, you know, in the Pink Nation. She seems to think he has it covered. What's your opinion on that?
No, Custom's gotten a hell of a lot better in the last sort of year or two. Like, the guy's just developed and grown heaps. It's been amazing. So, yeah, I reckon he does have it covered. Yeah. It wouldn't, I mean, hell, there's no harm in bringing in someone new, if you want to.
I'm just worried the guy's a bit lonely. That's all.
Ah, he's got the rest of us just because we're all in.
Yeah.
I mean, Bonza's El Solo in the Red Nation as well.
Yeah.
Only the Green and the Blue that have actually expanded beyond one person since Shazza's left.
Spreading the love.
Spreading the love. Yeah, I don't know. He could bring in Big Fudge.
Oh yeah.
He wears pink.
That could work.
And he's a total unit.
I'm okay with having Fudge in the Four Nations. That'll be great.
Have you seen Big Fudge?
I've seen Big Fudge, and you know, there's something about every time I hear that name, Big Fudge. There's something that just, I want to see Big Fudge.
You need to get around Big Fudge.
Give Fudge,
but he's
a
so
chance.
Big, you can't get around him.
Now, we saw on Facebook earlier today, young Mehmet, who is one of the fellas there over there in the New South Wales. You know, sort of scene. He's got busted out the gear, and it's Turkish Delight. Then, of course, somebody puts up the idea, well, what about Mr. Juicy and him, Juicy Delight? I'm thinking, what about Big Fudge, Mr. Juicy, and Turkish Delight? We go Juicy Fudge Delight.
Beautiful.
I love it. Make it happen.
This shit just writes itself.
Someone book it.
I'm just there you go. Take my idea. I don't want any royalties, all right? I just want, just send me a six pack of donuts, all right? I'll take donuts. I'll get in on the Unsocial, you know, Floozy's theme is the, by the way, Unsocial Jordan.
Yeah.
That thing, much like JXTV has taken on like a life of its own, and it's become this really cool thing. And then there was the Worlds Collide, the crossover episode.
I know. How intense was that?
Dude.
They finally found each other. It was wonderful.
I haven't seen it yet.
Nah, it's like Armageddon, although the world was going to implode. But no, it was good.
It was very good.
So, excellent.
It's just, I love the way that we can just make the most of, whether it's this podcast or on social or JXTV, things like this. I know you said JXTV then. Botch. That's like just become a really cool sort of way that we can express ourselves and express the industry down here.
Like. Yeah, it gives the fans a chance to see like the backstage perspective of the whole wrestling and stuff. It's great. Yeah. The fans love it.
Yes.
And the wrestlers love it when you can hint, you know, that, hey, I like this, and then they go and bring the stuff for you. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had a few things. I got donuts. That was the easiest heat I ever got.
Yeah, that's right. The
gave me a donut and I threw it on the floor.
That was awful.
And then Ugg ate it off the floor and immediately got over.
Ugg's great.
You can hear the extended version on the episode we did with you and Broads a while back. You can hear that one, folks.
Extended version of that. I elaborated on it then. Of course I did. I don't even remember that interview. I remember it happening. I couldn't tell you the specifics of what we talked about anymore. I remember we talked about female wrestling, actually.
Yes,
we did.
Female wrestling is great.
We did touch on that. Hey, we were putting it over.
Oh, that's good. Okay, good.
It's all good.
That's it. I mean, we were saying how shit the Floozies are, but we were saying how great everybody else. Yeah. That's what we were doing. So that's cool.
Just day today or something.
Yeah.
It's, well, I don't know. Is that a habit that people have of just like, all right, we're going to rip this girl?
Not normally.
Nah.
No. Welcome to Riot City.
It's great down here.
We all pick on each other a fair bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's all fun and love and games.
It is.
I mean, God, back in the day, there was folks around, and this is, you know, going back a while, a long while, back in a galaxy far, far away, where you'd have those ribs that were like, that's a bit too far, dude. But the thing of like the bear, it kind of keeps you going, like sort of, you know, when you're backstage before or after a show, it sort of keeps you going, just giving each other shit. I think here's my theory, that it's a subconscious thing that wrestlers and, you know, workers do to kind of stay sharp, you know, sort of keep that improvisational thing ticking. But I don't think that people actually, like, actually sort of think that way, that's yeah. why it is. No. But I think it might have something to do with that.
Just doing it to be dicks.
Be dicks, yeah. What is that?
That's you.
Just for a laugh, man. Like,
just my way of justifying it, you know.
Have we ever told you about the rib that James Shaw pulled on Juicy in PWA in Sydney?
No, but I want
to
hear it.
Oh, it was fantastic. James Shaw came over to work against Juicy, one of the PWA Casula shows. Yep. And he's out there, and they're backstage, and Juicy's sort of just near him, and Shaw's going through his bag, and he starts, like, getting heaps worried. He's like, fuck, 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 fuck! And they're like, what's the matter? He's like, I didn't bring my fucking meds. And, like, Juicy's sort of sitting there watching, going, what's he fucking talking about? He's like, what meds? He's like, my fucking narcolepsy meds, man. I didn't fucking bring them. And he's like, what? And Juicy's like, what, narcolepsy? He's like, yeah, man, I'm fucking narcoleptic. Without my meds, I can just fall asleep any fucking time.
Wow.
And Juicy's like, what? Are you going to be all right? He's like, I don't know, man. Like, just keep an eye on me, all right? Like, when we get out there, just keep an eye on me.
So right now, Adam's thinking, oh, gosh, yeah. I'm going to be in there with Dennis Rodman live on pay-per-view. Yeah.
So then, from then until the match, Shaw would, like, just randomly be sitting somewhere and just, like, drop the head and then, like, startle himself up again. And Juicy is fucking shitting himself. Like, he's not an anxious man by any means.
No, never.
No. But, yeah, and then I think it was...
my God, he's going to fall asleep during the match. Like,
apparently, during the match, at one point, he covered him. He goes, I'm not narcoleptic. I was just ribbing you.
Wow.
And Juicy just goes, fucking you son of a bitch. And I think he apparently gave him a couple of stiffs after that one. From what I've heard, I wasn't there to actually see it or be in the match. But yeah, it was in the middle of the match, he told him. So, good times.
That's an absolute
It was phenomenal.
Beauty.
It was phenomenal because he had him going. And he even got Kingy in on it because Juicy went up to Kingy. He's like, is he for real? He's like, yeah, man. Like, hopefully everything goes all right for you, eh?
Wow.
So, yeah, that's the rib of ribs.
How was the match?
It was unreal. It was fantastic. Two of these guys are good workers, have a lot of fun in the ring, and they just, it was great.
Far out.
Good times, man.
Love a good rib story. That's a highlight, that one. Oh, man. Hello, Adam. Now that you got a mention on the show, so I know you'll be listening to it now. Okay, so hello, Adam, Mr. Juicy. Hope you're well, mate. Father Ted says hello. So there you go. Look, we should probably, because it's getting towards that time. It is getting closer to showtime. I think we'll wrap up fairly soon. I'm going to throw quick fires at you, though, Jess. Favourite WrestleMania?
I don't know.
Quick fire.
I don't know what to say. Oh, God.
That's usually my forte, see?
These always turn into drawn out, long fire, bring a plate.
I did the same things. Like, you get put on the spot. Quick fire. I'm like...
I'm still thinking.
Come on.
This is a really hard question. There's so many of them.
Oh, well.
All right, what's one of your favourite pay-per-views, then?
Pay-per-views? I really like watching Money in the Bank.
Yep.
Love. Oh, that's a... Did that just happen or is it about to happen?
I think it's either this week or next week on the WWE Network, $9.99. Yeah. Like, they need the plug, but...
Yeah. No, I just love watching those matches. They're always so entertaining, so...
Yeah. It always goes back for me, Money in the Bank, to the year of Punk and Cena. That was mental, that whole bloody thing. Like, that's... From then on, Money in the Bank became, like... This is sort of a big show because you think, well, geez, what's going to happen this year? And now they're flogging at those, like, the best. What are they saying? They're going to be the best Money in the Bank ever. Like, that's what they're saying straight up. It is going to be the best show. Not the biggest, not the most anticipated, this is the best show ever.
The expectations are set for yourself. Everyone's going to come in expecting to see the best Money in the Bank ever now. So if they don't.
Oh, no.
They're kind of screwed.
See, you know what? You know why they're saying it? Because they've probably got AJ Styles to go over on John Cena, because if that happens, everyone will go, oh, that was the best show ever, you know? Like, whereas if Cena wins, you'd be like, that was the worst fucking show ever, man. This booking fucking sucks, man. Like,
you never know what they're going to do. Sometimes they like to surprise you. Sometimes they just do exactly what you expect. So I think in doing that, you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, no.
If Rollins doesn't beat Reigns and then Ambrose doesn't cash in and AJ doesn't beat Cena, that's what everybody's going to be expecting. Now you say the best show ever, so I can't wait for the backlash from the Smarks. It's going to be great fun.
Oh, man. It's going to be fun to watch.
Just the Twitter feed, let alone bring your popcorn. And
oh, yeah, everyone's going to be going crazy, either hating it or loving it.
MJ memes up to yin yang, pretty much. So we're going to go with after show meal.
Oh, Macca's.
Macca's?
Yeah, always. Yeah.
What do we go? Chicken burger, quarter pounder?
Just a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Some nuggets, maybe.
I remember a while ago with RCW after shows, after parties, and the gimmick was like, go and buy like as many cheeseburgers as possible and just, you know, down them. I think somebody had the thing where they were up to like 10 cheeseburgers. This is way back on the podcast. I forget who it was, but...
Yes. I'll beat it tonight. 11 cheeseburgers.
Hello. The gauntlet's been thrown down.
It's going to happen. Maybe. Probably not.
Oh, man. We'll go with favourite entrance theme, either WWE or Aussie wrestling.
Okay, at the moment, probably Bayley. Yeah. So happy. I love it.
No, right? It's like Sami Zayn's music. You just feel good.
As well. I love listening to that.
You just feel good when you hear those.
Yeah, exactly. They just make me feel so happy.
And then Sammy gets to the main roster. See, then I'm turning into the smack guy, and then he loses the odds and went fucking show over there. Yeah, okay. I'm turning into that guy. Calm down, Joshy. We'll go with... Okay, who else do you want to team with one day?
Team with? Oh, good question.
Because I don't... this bloke here, I mean, I don't think he'll be... I don't know how he'll go tonight.
Like. I've never actually teamed with Adam Hoffman.
Okay.
It's never happened, so... We're in the same nation.
The irony of that.
Maybe it should happen one day.
Yeah. Make that happen just for what's it called? Continuity's sake. Yeah. I see you make it all sort of fit together. Nice.
Like, he's tagged with Charlie in a six-man before, so what about me?
What about me?
I'm waiting for it.
It isn't fair.
I've had enough now. I want my share.
I stopped myself because my singing sounds like a dying animal. So
if you didn't go there, I was going to anyway. So it doesn't matter either way. Any excuse for a good sing along those butts and seats, listeners. Well, no, I love that cheap plug for that show. So we will bail in a sec. Get some plugs out of the way though, Jess, and also Mick at the moment. If you've got any new merch or anything like that, we'll get him out there.
He's nothing. It's all about me at the moment.
Ray has nothing. Nothing going for him.
This is the Jessica show.
Okay. Like my Facebook page, it's just Jessica Troy. You can follow me on Instagram at Jessica_Troy1.
Yep.
So write that down, don't forget it. And also I recently got Twitter, which is _Jessica Troy.
There you go.
Yep, and I think that's everything. And buy my shirts when I finally get some.
And the next Newcastle Pro show, when was that?
It's July 2nd. Okay. At the Central Coast.
Sydney Coast Leagues.
Yeah, that one. And then there's a show afterwards.
3 weeks in a row.
Yeah. So the weekend after that is Newcastle Pro. Then the weekend after that is at the Greens Club at the entrance.
And that's a Newcastle Pro show as well?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah. Because 3 in a row.
July is Newcastle's month to just destroy us.
Well, get out there, folks. If you're in New South Wales, you've got pretty much no excuse to not get out there and see some great wrestling, courtesy of Newcastle Pro and Jessica Troy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Mick Moretti, thank you, sir. We'll get a cheap selfie on the way out as well. And I'll be back after this. We'll take it home.
Thank you.
Thanks, that was fun.
Hey, I'm Will, the host of the podcast From the Sidelines, proud members of the FNX Network. I'm here to tell you why you should listen to our show. Do you need a comprehensive look over all the sporting happenings in the world on a weekly basis? Then you need From the Sidelines. Me and the guys discuss the bizarre, the serious, and the downright weird in sport every week. Seriously, 1 week we talked about jousting. It was so weird. If you love sport, you'll love our show. So come and join us as we look at sport from the sidelines.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Mick. And thank you for listening to this episode of WRA. If you enjoyed what you heard here, please do subscribe on iTunes or whatever your favourite podcast app is, or just check out fnx.network every week or so. We try to get out every week, but, you know, sometimes it just doesn't happen. So every week or so, we're bringing you the goods. And if you want to know where the latest wrestling action is around Australia, check out Australian Indie Wrestling on Facebook. That's Australian Indie with a Y Wrestling. All the great promotions and wrestlers are covered there. And please do share this very podcast. If you want to actually, you know, promote Australian wrestling, get it out there to more people. Tell your friends about it. why not share an episode here with one of your favourite wrestlers with them and get it out to more people. We'd really appreciate that. You can find us on Twitter at WrestleRadioAU, on Facebook at WrestleRadioAustralia. They've got the new at gimmick thing now for Facebook, so at WrestleRadioAustralia there. You can find me at JoshJDArmour. Thank you to Thunderstag for our awesome, awesome theme music. FNX.network for supporting the show. WrestleMerch Printing for sponsoring it, helping us get it to you, the listener, each and every month. And Jessica Troy, Mick Moretti, good people. Thanks for coming on the show, guys. We're going to see you next week with the maniac, Wayne Maddie. Controversy here on WRA. Peace.
Saints and sinners, lovers and losers, cuckoos and fun wine with the hounds of hell. Brothers and sisters, show no mercy. Kiss your sons and your daughters goodbye. Been there, done that, heard it all before. Chewed up and spit out, we won't take no more. If you wanna live, you're gonna have to fight. Every day's a Friday, every night.
It isn't fair.
I've had enough now. Want yes. My shit.
G'day everybody, it's Todd Eastman here from the Big Ballers Podcast, and I'm joined by Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green.
We world champions.
The Ballers and I, every fortnight, bringing news from the NBA, NBL, and basketball around the world. Isn't that right, Draymond?
Yeah.
We have segments like NBA Law and Order, Big Baller, No Baller, and Question of the Day.
Yeah.
Do you listen to other basketball podcasts?
No.
Why not?
They suck.
Well, you heard it from Draymond Green himself. Big Ballers Podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, and FNX Network.
This is Jake Johnston with the world's almost finest podcast, reminding you that if you love listening to discussions around movies, TV, video games, comic books, and all kinds of other awesome stuff, then head on over to fnx.network and click on the world's almost finest. Give us a shout out, let us know what you think, listen to our episodes, we got plenty on there to go through. The world's almost finest podcast, a proud member of the FNX Network.
Welcome to the Peach and Black Podcast, your central place to hear unofficial news, reviews, trivia, and intelligent discussion on all things happening in the Prince world. Featuring the hosts, MC.
Yo.
know, it's got all those classic Prince elements.
Captain!
Why wouldn't you just record as much as you could?
Player!
It's just like a storage house of ideas.
Toe Jam! Either version, I love both versions.
Song and I won't.
Chew the Defence is the opinionated, entertaining football show with serious debates you're looking for. We have a variety of guests, from ex-footballers to journalists, members of parliament to athletes. Every month, former Chelsea, Swansea and Brighton striker Leon Knight weighs in with his opinions on night vision. So tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, shootthedefence.com and the FNX Network, and let Stel, John, Mike and Stuffy give you a free football lesson. Follow us on Twitter at Shoot the Defence.
This is